Critics say the firm stands to earn as much as $1 billion if the state is awarded or settles on an amount of $4 billion. It's an estimate some think is conservative. If the firm divides up the billion among the 63 partners, as is often the practice, each would get close to $16 million. But lead attorney on the case, Michael Cerisi, says when the firm agreed to help mount the state's case, the lawsuit was a gamble. The firm risked mostly its own money and no state money in return for 25% of any award or settlement plus expenses. He says no other Minnesota firm was willing to get involved.
Indeed, no more than 4 months ago, when I was giving a speech to about 150 attorneys, I asked for a show of hands who would take the case at that point. Not one raised their hand because of the risk involved in these types of cases.
The governor and his cabinet members who favor a national settlement have criticized the agreement. Commerce Commissioner Dave Greenis is among those in the administration who called upon the Office of the Legislative Auditor to review the arrangement. He says Minnesotans deserve to know both the size and the details of the money the firm might collect.
Certainly that firm has put in lots of time on this case. I think the discussion, though, as to what are appropriate legal fees is an appropriate discussion to have. I don't think anyone has envisioned a settlement or litigation of this magnitude. It's never been done before. And to some degree, I believe that when the public learns that the state has contracted out, that this firm could very well, if successful, both in a national settlement or in litigation, receive over $1 billion plus expenses and legal fees, that they'd find that excessive.
The Attorney General is not required to seek legislative approval of the agreement with the law firm. But Republican Senator Sheila Cascadin, who sits on the Legislative Audit Commission, says the administration and the legislature still have a right to know what size of bill is being run up by the law firm.
And what kind of oversight do we have to monitor those expenses to make sure they're fair and prudent, because the taxpayer ultimately will have to pay them. They either pay them directly or they'll pay them by not having the revenue come to the state from any settlements that or award that's given.
Humphrey says if the state wins the case, he'll ask the judge to add the law firm's fees to any damage award rather than deduct it from whatever the state and Blue Cross Blue Shield wins. In addition, Michael Cerisi considers the estimated $1 billion that the governor and others have predicted the law firm would collect to be early speculation.
I think it's rather premature to talk about attorney's fees when there's been no result as of this time. I will say this, those who have bandied about numbers such as $1 billion simply do not know what they are talking about. In fact, anyone who said that the firm would receive $1 billion is flat out a liar, because that will never happen.
Critics argue their $1 billion estimate for the firm is not unrealistic. They point to a recent settlement in Texas that was four times that amount. Humphrey stands to reap immeasurable campaign benefits from a successful suit, but he denies a political connection between his arrangement with the firm and his own gubernatorial aspirations. The firm has already contributed $4,000 to his campaign, and his critics say Humphrey is taking care of trial lawyers who, through the Minnesota Trial Lawyers Association PAC Fund, strongly support DFL candidates. But president of the association, Carla Wall, says the organization is bipartisan. She adds the agreement with the outside law firm is being politicized by Humphrey's gubernatorial foes.
And I think it deflects from the responsibility that should be imposed upon the tobacco industry, and also deflects from the tremendous effort that has been made in Minnesota to try to rectify the and protect the rights of Minnesotans. So I think that the fee issue is really a red herring.
Humphrey says he's not motivated in this case by gubernatorial aspirations.
The fact is, 3 years ago, the political pundits, some of whom are very good friends of mine, are saying, well, that was a nice thing to do, Skip. I hope you feel real good about it, because you're done politically. The fact is that, you know, politically this thing, in terms of timing, it's just happened. Our first request to the court for a trial date was last January. The tobacco industry wanted it to start in December of next year, a year from now. The court happened to say, good, we'll start it in January of 98. That wasn't done by Humphrey or the tobacco company. It's done by the court.
The Office of the Legislative Auditor is expected to complete its preliminary assessment of the Attorney General's contract with the law firm by Tuesday, and then it will decide whether to go ahead with a full-scale review. For Minnesota Public Radio, this is Karen Louise Booth.